WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Philadelphia has such a long history of rhythm and blues and soul music that some of its greatest figures haven't gotten the recognition they deserve. Ace Records has gone a long way toward rectifying this with a collection of the work of Jerry Ragavoy, the songwriter, arranger, and producer who was behind an amazing variety of great music. The CD is called The Jerry Ragavoy Story, Time is on My Side. Our rock historian Ed Ward, a longtime admirer of Ragavoy, tells his story.
Someone up there, I wanna thank you so much for sending her sweet love to me. Yeah, I've been so alone, never had a girl of mine.
Jordan Ragavoy was born in 1930 to old world Jewish parents who encouraged his interest in music by making sure he learned piano and studied the classics. But by the time he was 19, Jerry, as he called himself, found a different path. He took a job at Tree Goob's, an appliance store which also had a record department. Tree Goob's was in a black neighborhood, and so the sound system there was usually playing gospel, blues, or rhythm and blues, and Ragavoy found himself fascinated. Hanging out outside Tree Goob's one day in 1953, he heard a group of kids singing and liked what he heard. He invited them to come inside and sing the song they'd been doing for Herb Slotkin, the store's manager. Slotkin liked it too, so Ragavoy suggested they start a label together to record it. My Girl Awaits Me by the Castells sold over 100,000 copies, and Ragavoy realized he'd stumbled onto a career. In 1955, he quit the store, and somewhere along the way, he married an Italian-American girl who used her connections to get him a job with Chancellor Records, where he made two major discoveries. First, asked to come up with a song for Frankie Avalon, he found Gotta Get a Girl by two utterly unknown New Yorkers named Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Second, when the label agreed that Avalon should record it, they asked Ragavoy to write up the orchestral arrangement, something he'd never done before. The song wasn't a hit, but now he knew he could find material and arrange it. In 1961, he struck out on his own and almost immediately had his first big hit. The Majors' A Wonderful Dream was picked up by Imperial Records in Los Angeles and became a good-sized pop hit in 1963. Ragavoy decided it was time to head to New York for the big time and to work with Burt Burns, another hot, multi-talented guy. Their first collaboration was a classic.
But he left you, and you don't you just don't know why. And when you don't know what to do, you come running and start to cry, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, like you always do.
Garnett Mims was the voice Ragavoy had been looking to work with since he heard those first gospel records at Tree Goob's, and Cry Baby, credited to Garnett Mims and the Enchanters, was a pop and soul smash. It also came at the right time. Warner Brothers was starting Loma, a soul label, and needed material. Perhaps Ragavoy's most famous moment was when, on 3 days' notice, he wrote, arranged, and in one take recorded Stay With Me by Lorraine Ellison and a 48-piece orchestra. But the years 1966 and 1967 had many other great Ragavoy records. The one he did with Miriam Makeba, for instance. Assigned to do an album with her, Ragavoy went to watch Makeba's nightclub act the evening before they were about to start an album of American pop songs and convinced her that the South African material she did that night was what she ought to be doing. Pata Pata became an enormous worldwide hit. And he was still capable of writing, arranging, and producing incredible gospel-tinged soul music, like this astonishing record by Carl Hall.
What it is to be heard. Did you ever feel like girl? Did you ever give up all of your pride just to have her?
Four minutes of unrestrained emotion, You Don't Know Nothing About Love, wasn't a hit, but it became a connoisseur's favorite. In 1967, one of Ragavoy's biggest fans started recording. Janis Joplin's renditions of Cry Baby and Get It While You Can made him more money than the originals had. Ragavoy also realized that the new music hitting the charts was changing, so he went into studio management, building a legendary room called the Hit Factory, which was literally that, used for years by Ragavoy and others to make great records. Today, Jerry Ragavoy is semi-retired, although he helped his old friend Howard Tate revive his career in 2001 with a stunning album, Rediscovered. That's a word I think should be applied to Jerry Ragavoy, too.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The music he played is from the CD The Jerry Ragavoy Story, Time Is On My Side, on Ace Records.